I'm going to give you five practical ways. If you're taking notes on your phone, I'm going to give you five practical ways five practical ways that you can begin doing tomorrow. You can begin doing tomorrow on how to cultivate a culture of honor by using your sword and your shovel. Build and fight for it. And that's this. I honor those around me by praying for them. Can I just ask you just privately, how often in a private time with you being a leadership position here and being an owner of the ministry, how often do you pray for one another side by side? How often do you make it a pattern of prayer in your life? I think this is if we have a challenge, if we're having a challenge placing value on those beneath us or below us, you can convince yourself and go, okay, honor, 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 honor. But you won't experience a heart change until you go to the Lord and go, hey, God, I need to pray about this. Can you please help me? Can you begin to show me? Can you begin to soften the heart that maybe was blind to not valuing this person? And then go this. And then here's another thing. Search me, God. What in me has caused me to go, they're common. They're ordinary. What is it in me that is walks in and flippantly talks to a student or is disengaged in a message, if I'm being really honest, right? My thing is like when you're if you don't like the message, pray for me, maybe I'll get better, right? But if I'm valuing God's voice, if I'm valuing the word of God being placed in here, listen, it's not about the individual. It's valuing what's taking place. So I'm going to say amen. I'm going to lean in. I'm going to repost. I'm going to tweet. I'm going to do everything I can to celebrate what God is doing here. Amen? Second thing is this. I honor those around me by celebrating them. I celebrate them. Social media is this great portal into your heart. I love it. I feel like I can look at a person's social media, and for the majority of the time, I know what they're about. It's true. I know if they're granola. I know if they're in fitness. I know if they're all into, the little, motivational posters because all their feed is, those motivational posters and stuff like that. I know if they're into flowers. I know if they're, I know those things. I know if they're into the Cowboys. I know what is in a person's heart. And let me ask you this is, are you honoring by celebrating beneath you, to the side, and above you? Now, here's the deal. I hear this all the time. Well, Pastor Eric, I don't get as many likes. I lose followers. My feed isn't going to be aesthetic enough. You know what I'm saying? Right? I got to keep my feed aesthetic. So you're telling me that your creativity is limited to the things that only you want to put on? Or can God give you a creative way to go, how can I creatively celebrate people and still remain aesthetic, right? How can I do that? How can I do that? Is your social media something that is, man, this is a sixth grader, and they're worshiping, and I just want to celebrate that kid, and I'm honoring that sixth grader so well. You know what? Because sometimes those are more monumental to that sixth grader than just another, Pastor Eric, great message. You know, those type of things honor. Man, I just want to honor one somebody really quick, my co-Connect group leader or my co-ministry team leader. You know what? They're just an incredible person. Can I tell you, I have a habit where I write personal cards. And some of you have received a personal card from me just celebrating you. And I try to make it a habit of my life to notice things, celebrate those things. And many times I send a lot of personal cards to other youth pastors who aren't even at my church. I just will send them and be like, hey, you're doing a great job. I want to celebrate you. You know, that's honor. I get nothing from that. I get no likes. I get no followers. No one sees it. But you know what I'm doing? I want to develop a culture of honor in my own heart so that I can celebrate others. Celebrate deep, celebrate side, celebrate up. Amen? Hey, I'm going to honor by following through on the details. Pastor Allen did a funny thing. He told me about it. He sent an email out this week, and somewhere hidden in the text, he said, if you are, everybody gets this email, all of our leaders, if you are reading this email, text me Starbucks and I will have your favorite Starbucks ready on Wednesday. Now, how many people did you send it out to? 35 people. We had four people text in. That's a detail, y'all. And here's what it means. Here's what I mean. Connect group leaders. Connect group leaders. Yeah, connect group leaders. We have other leaders. Connect group leaders, that's four people text in. So that's just over 10% of our connect group leaders. Now here's the deal. I ain't mad at you. I love you. We're going to lead you. We're going to build you here. And that's this. Has that email become common and ordinary, or do you value that Pastor Allen is taking time to encourage you, set you up for success, build you, and prepare you to have a successful connect group? Nobody likes this connect group where you walk in, you're not prepared, you don't know what's going on, you don't know the announcements. What? Like we're doing a flag football tournament? I haven't got a team together. Well, has his voice become common and ordinary, or are you valuing? It's the details. It's things like showing up on time. It's the things like following through with your phone calls. It's the little things where if they become common and ordinary, you know, there's a problem. There's a heart check that needs to happen. Number four, I will honor by reflecting the values of this house. Values of the house. And that's this. Does my lifestyle look different on Friday night than it does on Wednesday night? Does my lifestyle do the things that I engage in? Now, nobody's perfect. We all fall, and we will restore you and build you up, encourage you, and walk with you. I do it all the time, and you would be surprised at who the leaders are that I have private conversations with and lead them to restoration. We will never embarrass a person. We will never have a scarlet letter situation. But I want to ask you this. Do you value the house enough that you change your lifestyle to honor it? To honor it and go, you know what? I know Pastor Eric and Natalie would not like me doing this, and leading students in this way would not be beneficial, and it's not honoring, showing value and reverence to the house, right? You guys with me? I got two more minutes and I'm done. And this is, I honor by building the local church. You know, the local church is the greatest hope for humanity. Greatest hope for humanity. You know, I know there's a lot of great parachurch ministries, there's great missionaries, there's great ministries like Convoy of Hope who do needs-based ministry and go into rural areas and do incredible, but they are all possible because of the local church. And I want to value the mission of the local church, and therefore my life does not revolve around a career. My life revolves around a call to build the local church, whether I get paid for it or not. Because I am not here on earth to do anything else but to build his kingdom. I love this in Jesus talking to Peter. He says, I tell you that Peter, that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not overcome it. And again, I go back to this. If we serve Christ, God will honor us. And I believe this, and I've got people in my family who are a living example of this, who have leaned in to the local church, and God has blessed their life. They've been more successful in their business life, in their careers, because they've made the kingdom of God and the local church number one. Number one. And I want to close with this. There's power in unity. I need that paper, actually. There's power in unity. And this is a silly illustration. But you guys know, if I ask you right now on the count of three, tell me your favorite color. One, two, three. One more time. I didn't hear it. One, two, three. Now everybody say red together on the count of three. One, two, three.
Red.
Now all of you walked in here with a different preference of color. But I think that we could understand this, that we can put our preference aside because there's power in unifying behind a common purpose. Here's the deal. No church is perfect, and you might have separate preferences. I wish they would do more gospel music. I wish the preacher would be more expository. You know, we got all kinds of preferences. We got all kinds of preferences. But the local church is about this, setting aside our preference, unifying behind a common purpose. And guess what? We'll be so much louder in our community. We'll be so much louder for the kingdom of God when we're all saying the same thing. Now, here's what I think is powerful. You might go, well, my preference to honor really isn't that. I'm a silence honorer. I just think good thoughts to myself about people. It's great. And I love that that's your preference. But here's where I'm at, and this is how serious I am on this. Then maybe you need to find a place that suits your preference. Because leaders, if we cannot unify behind a common purpose, we're going to be ineffective. We're going to waste energy. And nights like this are going to be redundant and silly. But I would love to see nights like this, heart and soul nights, grow, burst, because people are leaning and everyone is saying red. or everyone is honoring and everyone is leaning in, excited and engaged in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, I'm going to pray for you.